Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. The Knoxville Community Fund is about ready to give out some more money to some deserving entities in Knoxville. And to talk about that, we have in studio with us Peg Bivens with the Knoxville Community Fund and also Bobby Pyle, the development associate with the Galesburg Community Foundation. They're certainly assisting with the process here for sure. So ladies, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Will. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Peg, let's start with you. Tell me about the Knoxville Community Fund and how it got started.
Oh, I'm so excited to be a part of this new fund in Knoxville. I've been in Knoxville quite a while,
yeah.
And I've worn several hats. I've been here before under promoting different organizations. The thing about the Knoxville Community Fund, we've partnered with the Galesburg Community Foundation to do all the boring investment things.
all the minor details.
All the minor details, you know, taking care of the money, filing the plethora of government forms that go with being a not-for-profit organization. The thing that I get to be a part of and our advisory board does is we get to help give out the money, and we love doing that. We love addressing needs in Knoxville. This year, we're going to give out about $3,000 in grants,
wow.
And we're very excited about that.
You said this was kind of a new fund. How new is it?
We started in 2015 with $0. $0. We accepted a challenge from the community fund. They had an initiative to our community and said, if you can raise $25,000, we'll give you $25,000, which gave us a pool of 50. But people in Knoxville were so generous, and they responded just right away. And so we hit that just right close to $100,000 that first year.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing.
How did you get so lucky, Peg, do you think?
I think it's just we made a sincere ask to people.
Mm-hmm.
And people are very generous when they feel that their money is going to support real need. And the nice thing about the community fund is we're organized that we have a broad enough, flexible enough scope that we can change as the needs of the community change. And so our desire is to not create projects or work, but we try to help all the other groups in Knoxville that are already got programs, and they're really in touch with what's actually happening at the grassroots.
So, Bobby, how does the Galesburg Community Foundation kind of help here? Obviously, you know, you're kind of holding on to the money, for lack of a better term, but it's really kind of the sort of thing the foundation does with a number of entities, right?
Correct. So the Knoxville Fund is unique for us in that the money that is raised goes directly back into Knoxville. We have several other funds where nonprofits have raised money for their endowment. Again, those funds would go directly back to the services of those nonprofits. We have individuals who have started funds, and they get to determine where they want to give those funds away. So, yeah, we do the boring stuff. We collect the money. We pay the taxes, or not pay the taxes, but we do the tax forms. We get to do all that fun stuff. But we also get to thank all of the donors, and we get to work with all of the nonprofits and community funds like Peg.
Talk about what you're hoping to do with this money that you're giving out this year and kind of what the process is going forward from here.
Well, this will be our third actual grant cycle. And the first 2 years, the board of directors kind of had the work of feeling out the needs of the community and encouraging people to apply for grants.
Mm-hmm.
We want to broaden that scope. We want to involve more people. And so we're hosting a grant. What name did we give it, Bobby?
I think we're just calling it an informational meeting.
Right.
And in that meeting, we'll just meet with those nonprofits. We'll go through our process, talk a little bit more about the actual grant application, where they'll be able to find that, deadlines, all that good stuff. But we're just hoping to include more people in the process because, again, Knoxville has money to give away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me when and the where about that meeting before we go on here.
Sure. We're going to meet on Tuesday, June 27th at 4:30 at the Knoxville Courthouse.
All right. So Peg, what kind of interest in the last couple of years have you had since you got all that money donated to you? What's the interest level been? And obviously, as we've said, you're looking to grow that.
Well, there is a lot of interest, I think, in the community. People really like being part of a small community, and they like being able to help each other. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of work already being done. We went through a list trying to determine, okay, just what are all the not-for-profit, charitable, church, government groups in the community? And we came up with quite a list. We're hoping that through your airwaves here that we might reach some that we didn't even know existed, because there is no set list. You can't go to Google and say, tell me all the not-for-profits in Knoxville. So if someone is listening and they're either a governmental agency or a 501c3 and they didn't receive a direct invitation, we hope that they would feel free to come and learn about our grant. And we want to help these groups do the work that they're already doing.
We have about a minute left here, so if one of you maybe, before we wrap up, can answer, what sorts of things have you funded in the past? Give me an idea of some of that, if you can, Peg.
Oh, sure. Our first year, we gave money to the Knoxville United Methodist Church for their work with the Knoxville Food Pantry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a really heartfelt, important project. To the city of Knoxville for some extra equipment for the police department. To the community school district to fund anti-bullying materials, to the Knoxville Community Band for some music, and to the Knoxville Community Fire Protection District. They were just starting up a first responders unit, which,
oh, yeah,
you know, that's right next door to my office, and I can tell you they respond a lot.
I'm sure they do.
They go out,
yeah,
a lot with that. Last year we gave to Mabel Woolsey Elementary School. They did some awards for students. They called it Caught Being Good. So that, yeah, was an incentive program. We helped purchase a tree for Central Park. We've lost a lot of trees in the park in town. Mm-hmm. Helped buy ABC Mouse software for the Knoxville Public Library. It's a reading program for young children.
Right. Uh-huh.
Gave money to the Knox County Nursing Home for beauty shop supplies. They have a home shop there for the residents.
Right, uh-huh.
And to the Knoxville Quilts of Valor, they're a group that meets at the Presbyterian Church, and they do quilts for veterans. So
this really has, mm-hmm, kind of run the gamut of things that you could,
right,
possibly fund with
there's
the money
a,
you have.
There's a broad range.
Okay, so once again, tell me about the meeting this coming. Is it a week from today, Tuesday?
It is. So Tuesday, June 27th at 4:30 at the Knoxville Courthouse. We would just invite any nonprofits who are doing work in the Knoxville area to please come and join us for more information about the grant process.
All right. Peg Bivens with the Knoxville Community Fund and Bobby Pyle with the Galesburg Community Foundation. Thanks so much for coming in. And I wouldn't imagine that you'd have a problem doling out that money this year, but hopefully you get a lot of interest nonetheless. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Sports and more coming up next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.